All right, guys. This is it. This is the inaugural episode of the PC Jer and Eric podcast. I'm your host, Eric Severance, joined by PC Jer, Jeremiah Vasquez.
What up, what up?
So, guys, this is it. This is exciting.
Yes.
A little bit of background on me and Jer. We've been friends for, like six?
And a half years.
Going on 6.5 years, yeah, I think. Because you guys came to the church in, what, 2019?
Mm-hmm. One of the first people here.
Yeah, so... but last year, Jerry's in my class for half of a school year. We just kind of got closer together. So we done some music videos.
Yes.
Yeah, dude. So you guys have probably seen those, but new music video alerts.
Oh yeah.
Whoa,
yeah.
Dude. We might have finished one about
an hour ago. Now.
An hour ago. Guys, here's the thing. You might be thinking, wow, this is the first take. I'm listening to the first take of the PC Jer and Eric podcast. Mm-hmm. You're not.
No, you're not.
We just spent 35 minutes.
No, we're like 40. We're like
40. Yeah, like 40 minutes recording. And we were doing... Rookie mistake, bro. We were doing it on videos. And yes. So it turned off like 6 minutes in and we didn't know. And we were just yapping. But guys, let's just pretend this is the first... This is the first take, okay?
Yeah.
All right. So, guys, today's topic, among other things, we're going to be talking about the top 5 best and worst moments of Grace Rancho Summer Camp 2025.
Mm-hmm.
Jerry, are you ready to get into this?
Yep. Lively yourself.
Here's a good thing, though, about not having any camera. I'm shirtless.
So am I, bro. I am. We were really hot.
We were really hot, but we didn't want to turn the fan on because... It was so loud. So we turned on, we opened the window, but it
not
did nothing.
Nothing.
So
bro.
This is nice. Just having audio. Mm-hmm. So we're going to get into the top 5 worst moments now. Number 5 is the Vortex. So
yes.
Scotty brought one of those Vortex footballs to camp. That's one of those Nerf footballs that when you throw it, it whistles.
Yes, I remember missing every catch, bro.
Bro, and... I believe it was Saturday night. It was, like, really late. It was, like, you know, 1 a.m. or something. And we're out there, and we're throwing it. It's hard because you can shine your flashlight at it, but you're not going to see it.
Mm-hmm.
And also, you can just hear it. You can hear the whistling. And so one time, Michael and Scotty herded us into a group, just the high school cabin. And they just started throwing it at us as hard as they could. And we would just have to move and, like, try and not get hit by it because we could hear the whistling. But, like, people would try and, like, shine their flashlights at it, and they would get, like, blinded.
Oh, yeah.
So, scary. Especially because Scotty's so big, and Michael has that random, like, wiry runner strength.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
So, that was scary, guys.
But yeah.
It's okay. So, that was number 5.
Mm-hmm.
Number 4. The fourth worst moment of 2025 Summer Camp Jerry.
Eric, wait, I said messing with Eric's buzz. I remember people were yapping about how bad it looks. And I was about to say, he looks good.
Oh, thanks, Jared. I appreciate that. Nah, so, you know who you are. I'm not going to name names, but Haddon Starkey was making fun of my buzz cut. I didn't even, like, I was wearing hats a lot, but I think, like, I wore it probably, like, I don't know. I didn't wear a hat to, like, a few breakfasts or something. And,
yeah.
And he was like, oh, that looks so bad. And I was like, bro, get out of here.
Yeah.
Not because I'm saying that it looks really good. I'm not saying that. But, I mean, you know, let me live, please.
Yes.
So, that was number 4. It's not that bad.
Yeah,
live, bro. We live. Me and Jerry, we're the Buzzcut Bros right now.
Yes, sir.
Growing it back, it looks a little weird. You know, I don't know. At least it's a little different.
Yeah.
I don't know, like, for me, it feels like it's kind of like a reset.
Yeah, no, yeah,
like
yeah.
A reset button where, like, I don't know, I get tired of my hairstyle.
Yeah. You know, bro. You guys know. Yeah. My hair did not look good sometimes, and it just looks so good at some other times. It was, like...
Yeah.
Really random.
So, hopefully it'll go back. It'll go back better for both of us.
Yes, sir.
Number 3. This is really embarrassing. This is bad. So, Sunday afternoon, I believe it was.
I was there, yeah.
Isaiah, shows me this. He's like, yo, I brought handcuffs. I was like, oh, that's nice. He goes, let's handcuff Jace. I was like, okay.
Oh, my gosh.
And so handcuff Jace. So you, like, pin him down and handcuff him. And then we're just kind of leading him around camp. Like, how are you guys? Look at this. And then he starts enjoying it.
Which is a little weird.
This is not right. And so he liked it. And so he starts, you know, running around and, you know, almost falling. And I was like, dude, I told Isaiah, I was like, if he falls, it's our fault. Because we handcuffed him. And so he's, like, running up the stairs and running down the stairs. And I'm like, dude, you gotta cut that out. But he's like, okay, hey, let's play carpet ball. And I was like, okay. I was like, no way that he beats me. Because he's handcuffed with his hands behind his back. So and I was not. Right? So... You all know how carpet ball works. Anyone listening to this podcast should know how carpet ball works.
If you were at summer camp, you should know. You should have heard it and seen it
for sure. Carpet ball, great pastime for the Great Central Boys. We've done it at midnight. We've done it at 3 a.m. We've done it all through the day hours.
Yeah, there's like a tournament every year, bro.
It's true.
And so, I think Taryn won most of them.
I did not win. I beat Lucas.
Oh, yeah. I won actually this year.
Lucas, I hope you're listening to this, bro. And I love you. Okay, so... basically, I'm like, no way. No way that he beats me. And then he proceeds to beat me. I think he had, like, 4 balls still out there. And I had 0. So that was embarrassing.
Yeah.
Basically, we ended up uncuffing him because he liked it too much. But...
Yeah.
So then, number 2. Jerry, this is your story, bro. This is the second worst moment of 2025 summer camp.
Wait. Oh, yeah, worst moment. My bad. Egg yolk. You guys may or may not remember this, but I believe it was Saturday morning, icebreaker. Yeah. Something like that. And the interns...
eggs for breakfast.
Eggs for breakfast, yeah.
Yeah. Crack the egg into the tube and you gotta blow.
Oh, yes. And I gotta say, I would have won. I would have won, but I messed up and did it a little too late. Or Jason did too early, man. I don't know.
It's tough because you kind of want to do it early. But then because you feel like the other person might do it early, but they end up kind of, you know, either it's unfair or usually it's just unfair.
Yeah.
But
so, I don't know what to think about that, but I was blowing when it was coming in my mouth, so basically just spat out immediately.
Oh, that's so gross. He still
has egg. I feel like you're gagging more than me, bro.
Dude, I was about to throw up on my mind. He still has egg yolk on his shoes.
Yes, bro. Oh, my gosh.
Dude, so annoying. Those shoes have been...
Actually, I even have a little bit on my hat, bro.
No!
Like a little tiny one.
Oh, you're right.
Right there.
Dude, he has egg yolk on his shoes. Those shoes have been through a lot with you.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, bro.
Yeah.
I've been through 2 summer camps.
2 summer camps.
And about... 365 days. Something more than that, probably.
Yeah, it's crazy, dude. Those things have carried you, for real. I have egg yolk on them. Are you giving up on them?
No.
Hey, guys, that's the story of a true friend. Maybe you all need some Adidas in your life.
Yes, bro.
Number 1, this is the worst moment of 2025 Grace Central Summer Camp. Isaiah fell, and he cut his eye open, and also his head. He cut, like, 4 times.
Guess
who's there to save the day? My brother-in-law, Red.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my gosh. He's so tough.
It looked so bad, bro.
Yeah, it did. But he just knew what to do. I see he's got blood running down his face. And Red is like, I know. I'm going to do you right. And so he's got his gloves on. And he's got all his surgical stuff. Not surgical. He didn't do surgery.
No.
But
or stitches.
Thankfully. He didn't have to, which is great.
Good.
But he cooked. Red, I love you. I hope you're listening to this. You're my king. So that is that. Isaiah, he recovered. It wasn't all bad. He didn't get some good attention.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Isaiah, I didn't mean to expose you like that, but,
If he knows.
He knows. So, guys, I'm sorry. This is the second edition, and it is a little...
Shorter, I guess.
Well, I don't know. I'm feeling a little tired because it is 12:30 a.m. right now, and we're recording this. The first time, I had a little bit more energy, so...
No, it's all gone.
Yeah. It's okay, though. I'm chilling. Okay, guys. this is the point in the podcast where we would have a sponsor, but we don't. This is our first episode. We don't got a sponsor. Anyone can pay us any amount of money, mm-hmm. any amount of money.
In person, please.
In person, please. And we will say whatever you want us to say. Granted, that's PG, because this is a Christian boy podcast.
Two boys.
We are two Christian boys doing a Christian boy podcast. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we'll give you a little ad read. Wouldn't that be fun?
Bro, I feel like I know a couple of people who would pay something.
Yeah, low key. but that's what we'll do. We hope to keep doing this.
For
a while, yeah, as long as you can, if it keeps working out, so. Guys, we're going to move to the top five best moments of 2025 Grace Rancho Summer Camp.
Mm-hmm.
Number five.
Want me to do this one?
One fateful night. I got this one. I was in there. Sunday night. It's late. And the boys were talking, and Michael and Scotty were up with us, and we're talking, right? And I'm in a cabin with Seabass, Micah, Levi, Isaiah, Taryn, Michael, and Scotty.
Mm-hmm.
And, or, like, almost, like, in bed. Like, Michael's like, hey, Seabass, pull down the curtains because we're going to turn the lights off and it's going to be better. It's going to be, like, a blackout. And Seabass comes down from his bunk and looks out the window and goes, oh, no. Chris, CJ, all three interns burst into the room.
Hey, Josh Bender, too, was there.
Oh, yeah, he was there. Yeah, I forgot. And they jump on top of Michael. Chris and CJ do. And that's like 500 pounds of man right there. They're just on top of Michael. And they have a hot dog. You guys know how buns those chili dogs were.
Oh, my gosh.
From Sunday lunch?
Actually, they weren't that bad.
And, okay, I thought they were buns. But, you know, controversial.
Yeah.
And it was like 12 hours old. It's so bad. Yeah, he was shoving it down Michael's throat. And then
I was watching through the crack noise.
Crack. That's probably what it sounded like.
Yeah.
and then they left. And Michael's spitting out pieces of hot dog. And he goes, guys, they broke my bed. So, I don't know if y'all remember, but there's a 2x4 at the bottom of the bunk beds. And mm-hmm. there's like the four legs.
Bed legs? Bed legs, yeah. I call them the bed footing.
Bed footing?
Yeah.
Bed feet?
Bed. Oh, yeah. Bed toes.
Bed dogs. But anyway, that doesn't matter. Basically, the 2x4 is cracked, like, in half. Like, it is broken.
Mm-hmm.
And then Michael goes, Eric, come here. I'm like, why? He's like, Eric, come here. I'm like, no. He's like, Eric, come here. I'm like, Michael, don't hurt me. He starts trying to punch me because he thinks that I set this up. I didn't even know about it.
For real?
Yeah, for real. For real, he's trying to punch me.
Oh.
So, I hope you guys are really indignant at this point, because I did nothing. I didn't do nothing.
Yes. And I believe it. He told me he didn't actually had no idea.
Yeah, but Michael was upset at me. So, it's okay. But it was still hilarious. It was so funny.
It was.
They didn't break his bed. That's not our fault. That's Chris and CJ's fault.
They're just too big, bro.
Yeah. Number four. This is Jerry's moment. This is his big one
mm-hmm.
on the top five. Jerry, take it away.
This was brand new. First time we're doing this. And the interns, they started, basically?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, they just, like, want all the boys to hang out. Well, so what we did was something called sock wrestling. First night.
Yeah.
And all I had to do is basically wrestle the other guy's sock off before he gets your sock off.
Yeah, you're just wearing one sock.
Simple. No punching, obviously.
Yeah, and no headlocks.
Oh, yeah, nothing too crazy. And that's all you gotta do, really.
Yeah, it was like 12:30.
Oh, yeah.
That first night.
12:30, we stayed out to like 1.
Yeah, dude, it went out for a while.
Yeah. And the reason why it's so memorable is because Caleb and I, we sock wrestled. Andy, Caleb, if you're listening to this, you know what happened. We had a tie. The only tie.
And legendary.
Pretty tough. It was really tough. But
Caleb did break his chain. His chain was broken. He found it, though. He found it. I think he just opened. Or maybe he fixed it.
Yeah, he fixed it. Like, there's like
the links.
There's little circles, and then there's a big circle. He broke the little circle.
Yeah, so the links broke. And mm-hmm. then the cross came off, but I found the cross. I think he's right.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, that was funny.
That was funny.
But he ended up beating you.
Oh, yeah. But after another try, it took him another try.
Yeah, so that's Jerry's big one. That's number four.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, it's a broad Monday night. Monday night consisted of testimonies, McFlurries, and it was also Michael's last night at a camp for at least a little bit. Michael, I hope you come back at some point. That'd be sick.
You'll probably visit us.
But guess who's youth pastor now? Oh, it's my brother!
Yeah.
Oh, Red. Red, you're a legend, bro.
Bro.
You're my king. You know that. I hope you know that. You guys, I just hope that you're giving Red a round of applause in your hearts, at least, right now.
Yeah.
Because he's so cool, and he has red hair.
Yes.
And we have so many legendary leaders. Oh, my gosh.
But we have Scott, bro.
Scott on the rocks.
And then chill Jacob, bro.
Jacob. I love Jacob. Jacob, I love meeting with you. You're my king. And you have a great fish tattoo. Scotty, you're also my king. And you're huge.
He's yoked.
You're absolutely huge. And you got a tough son. He's pretty tough.
Oh, my gosh. We just saw him today.
Bro, we went to dinner and we were with Scotty.
Yes, bro.
Oh, my gosh.
I love his son, bro.
Jacob Campbell, you're absolutely ripped. Love you. AJ, you're Jerry's uncle.
Yep.
Well, Red, you're my brother.
Andrew, bro.
You're a legend, bro. So, anyway, we were talking about, it's Michael's last night, and that was special. It was kind of sad. I was able to go on a run with Michael that morning, and it was cool. I was like, oh, I'm kind of sad that Michael's leaving. He's like, chill. I'm like, he's really competitive, so I think that some people can, like, see that.
If you go to youth group enough.
Yeah, and that might be, like, their only impression of him.
Yeah.
But he really is a great guy.
We all know deep down.
Yeah.
And we all know him.
Yeah. Jerry, what do you like so much about testimonies?
I just like the diversity.
Yeah,
for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see that. Like, I mean, this year, it felt like it was really genuine. Like, because in some years, it can feel like, oh, it's kind of like a notice me whenever you do that. But this year, it was good. Like, you know, Santi. He says something every year, but this year was just like the other years, I guess. But, yeah, Isaiah, you did great, bro. Noah, you nailed it.
Oh, yeah, they went.
They did, yeah. And then Jamie was the only person from, I think, our church also went. Sorry if I'm forgetting you. I'm sorry. Yeah. Someone's listening and they're like, hey, I went too. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I was trying to put a rock in the hole in Josh Bender's pants. So forgive me. But that's probably what I was doing when you were going. So that was cool. Bro, I got an Oreo McFlurry.
Oh.
I have not gotten an Oreo McFlurry yet at Star Camp until this year, and that was absolutely legendary. They're much better.
Yes, bro. Oreo is actually probably my favorite dessert.
Dude,
like, so I mean, not good. Oreo cookies, but, like, Oreo-flavored stuff. Like,
yeah,
Oreo,
I see that.
Oreo boba.
I see that.
Oreo ice cream.
Yeah. That's cool. All right. Really quick, we're going to open a granola bar, and we're going to eat it.
Oh, okay.
Sorry if you just hear us chewing, but now is some time for honorable mentions. We have two honorable mentions.
Mm-hmm.
The one is Patrick.
Oh, Patrick.
Patrick, we love you, bro. Mm-hmm. He's not listening to this. He has better things to do than listen to this. But
he is.
My favorite thing about Patrick here was how genuine he was. And he was so smart and he was so wise. He had so much to say.
Mm-hmm.
And it felt like he just could see all the issues in my heart. And he just diagnosed them. Such a chill guy.
Wow.
And, like, he knows so much about, like, the Gospel of Mark and, like, ancient history and stuff. It's so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually had a conversation with Patrick for lunch once.
Yeah.
I think I told you, yeah. Well, yeah, I think I told somebody, but, yeah, I had a conversation with him, and we just, like, talked. We didn't really talk about anything, like, super deep, mostly because we just kind of, like, came to know each other, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just talked about how he knew Pastor Eric and, like, I used to say, like, his past, a little bit about his past, and I told him about our church and how it grew so much and how cool that was.
Yeah.
It was really cool, but really cool, bro.
You said something about him being, like, unique, right?
Oh, yeah. I like the fact that he's so, like,
unique, right?
Yeah, like, unique, like, I never met, like, another Christian quite like him.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's just, like, he's, like, so, like, I guess you could say, like, when you're, like, super deep in your faith, like, you can, like, kind of change a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, some people, like, are like Patrick, like, super happy and stuff, but other people are just, like, serious, I guess you could say.
Yeah. Patrick is awesome.
Yeah.
Having him there. Second honorable mention. It's Chuck Trapp. Chuck. That was Chuck's only... Bro, this granola bar is amazing, bro. I can't believe you're making
face. The part I have is like...
Dude, so fire.
Hard, bro.
I love this. But Chuck, that was his only contribution to the team. But it was big because we won the champ. That's so true. Chuck, love you, bro. Thanks for that. Michael and I wrote that rap.
I heard it was from ChatGPT. That's what I heard.
No, so he ChatGPT'd one, and then Michael and I wrote something based off of Brass Monkey. But we didn't do the ChatGPT one.
Mm-hmm.
All right, guys.
That's actually tough.
Number two. This will sound like self-glazed, so I want Jerry to say it.
All right. You all remember how Blue Team won. It was the Skittle launch. I call it snot. That's what I say. I just call it snot.
I see that.
Because that's the only thing I look out for. But, y'all remember how they won, and it was from Eric and Gavin, and how Gavin shot it three times, and Eric caught it three times.
The thing is, like, I really didn't do that much. Like, Gavin just set me up three times. It was perfect.
That's glazed. That's
glazed. And every single person at this church glazes Gavin. Every single person. So I don't want to be added to that list.
Oh, okay.
But he is. He did set me up three times.
Yeah.
Three perfect shots. Three perfect snot rockets.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Gavin. I hope he never finds out about this. I hope he never listens to this.
Really?
Gavin, if you're listening to this, click off. I don't know what I'm saying. But.
Would you say he carried, though?
Huh?
Would you say he carried?
He carried, for sure. But that's glazed, so. All right, guys. This is number one. This is a controversial number one. This is, I kind of said this. Jerry didn't love this.
Well, I mean, all right.
Adversaries and Assassins. That was Sunday night. That was my favorite game by far.
Mm-hmm.
So cool. Shout out to my team, Poe, Rebecca, Levi, and Kendall.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all are studs, so love y'all. It was a fun game. So if you guys, everyone listening to this should know what Adversaries and Assassins is, but I can explain it really quick.
Yep.
There are three types of leaders, and they're all stationed around campus. There are adversaries whose job it is to tag you and make you do weird stuff.
Yep.
I.e., Molly in red made us do a human pyramid. Then there are what we're going to call color leaders, there's four of them who've each been assigned a color. And they have a certain color. So it might be red, blue, yellow, or green.
Mm-hmm.
And every team starts with a card, and it has four colors in a specific row.
Well, like, in a specific row, yeah.
Order.
Yeah. Order. That's what I'm looking for.
So you gotta find, it's like, if the card that I have is yellow, green, red, blue, I have to find the yellow leader, then the red leader, then the green, blue, then the green leader, then the blue leader. Y'all, it's almost 1 o'clock. I'm so tired. But anyway, And then there are assassins whose job is to take your card and make you start again. I feel really bad, but I did send Jaden Wyant's team to Chris. Because Chris was an assassin. I feel bad because Reese Beck was on there. I'm sorry, Reese.
Mm-hmm.
Reese and Kenton Beck, you guys weren't kings, but...
Actually, do you remember the one that was... The one lead that was in the top corner, bro? That was all the way up there on the mountain?
No, I don't. By the zip line? By the zip line.
Did you not go there,
bro? Oh, no, I didn't. That was, That was, what's his name? That was Will's wife. Will Powell's wife.
Yeah, no. She... We went all the way up there, bro.
Bro, I did not go all the way up there.
Yeah.
So anyway, that was my favorite. I thought that was really sick. I think my team got third overall. Like, the third team to get up there. The third little group to get up there.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's pretty good. Jared, who are you with?
I have no idea. I forgot their names. They were all from CME, is all you need to know. And honestly, they were cool.
Yeah.
They were cool, but just, you know, didn't know them that well. And we were all kind of locked in, so, like...
Were they guys or girls?
All guys.
All guys. Okay.
Yeah.
Did you have Broxton? No. Our team? No?
Weird. If I did, I would have just carried him, bro. Mm.
Bro. Broxton wanted me to fight him during the sock wrestling, bro. He's like, he's 60 pounds, bro. I'm not going to do that. I just feel wrong doing that. But whatever.
Yeah.
So, Jerry.
Yep.
We need to think about what to name this podcast. What I was thinking was, your PC Jerry on America. What if we call it the Peace Cast? What do you think? He's thinking.
I'm thinking. I think it sounds good.
Looking fire. So, that good?
Yeah, I think it's good.
Are we just going to make an on-air confirmation?
On-air confirmation, bro.
You guys, this is it. You heard it here first.
Mm-hmm.
Peace Cast.
Mm-hmm.
That's fire. I like that a lot.
Yep.
You know, you have an epic nickname.
Thank you.
It's epic.
You know who came up with that nickname?
Who?
Erd.
Y'all, that was a long time ago, bro. Feels like forever ago, but...
And that's when we met Bryce.
Oh, Bryce! I really hope we have Bryce on here.
Bryce! He's my king.
Bryce, I think you're probably going to be listening to this at some point. We really want to have you on here. Hopefully, our hope for this podcast is that we'll have some guests on here.
Yeah.
And you don't even have to be here. Maybe we'll be able to call in. That'd be really sick.
Yeah,
some people on here. Switch it up.
Mm.
Hopefully we'll be doing this for a while.
Yeah.
So, before we go, let's hit a few things.
All right.
Jerry.
Mm-hmm.
What is your most embarrassing moment?
I mean, you all know mine. You guys all remember.
I think you need to share it.
All right, okay. I'll share it again. Y'all might remember when, was it, oh yeah, it was Monday night.
We were talking about Michael,
and I decided to share my most embarrassing moment with Michael and Scott. Mm-hmm. And that is my first year at camp, 7th grade, last day, last night or something like that. And I had to go to the bathroom, like, kind of bad. So, like...
And you were in the high school cabin.
Oh, yeah, so I was in the high school cabin. I didn't think much of it, so I just went in the bathroom and just decided to just, you know...
He dropped one.
I dropped one.
He clogged the toilet.
Oh, yeah. And And then I had no idea what to do. So then I asked Scott, and he was like, Jerry, just plunge it, bro. And I was like, okay. And I had to ask him what a plunger was. And he said, it's this one.
Yeah.
Let's just say I did some of the work. Scott did the rest of it.
Yeah. He taught you how to plunge.
Yeah, he did. Scott, if you're listening to this, thanks for teaching me how to plunge, bro.
That I feel like that's just something you need to know. Like, that's a life skill, for real.
I know now. I learned a couple times because I had it. couple.
I never learned how to plunge because I never poop.
Oh.
Not really. I'm joking. I'm definitely joking. My most embarrassing moment. What happened was, at the Roberts pool, it's 4th of July. I believe it's either 2022 or 2023. I'm trying to think now. I think it's 2022.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, when I jump into the pool and I hit the bottom, I push off the bottom.
Yep.
You do that?
A couple of times. I mostly just touch the bottom, though. Like, squat all the way down there.
Okay. Okay, you do you, man. But I did that, and I shoot up to the surface.
Mm-hmm.
And then by the time I get up there, like, I was like, my swimsuit's not even on. Like, it's around my ankles.
Ooh.
Thank God. I am a big underwear under the swimsuit person. I'm glad that I was not naked.
Yeah.
But, like, they're like, it, like, my swimsuit was around my ankles. It was not even close to my hips.
Oh.
So that was kind of embarrassing because people saw. But I was littler. I was younger.
So they didn't, it wasn't that bad.
Yeah, but I was still, like, you know, 11.
Oh.
But anyway, so that's kind of mine. I've been listening to some podcasts recently. This guy, he's a Christian comedian. His name is Tim Hawkins.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got this podcast. And on it, this guy was talking about, this is so bad. So this guy was hosting a conference at his church.
Mm-hmm.
And like, he just like, I don't know. I forget what it was for, but it's just different entertainment things. And so you know those like bubbles that that you can like go in and you can kind of like roll around.
Yeah, they're like hamster balls.
Yeah, it's like those hamster, yeah, they're like the hamster balls and you can like roll around in them. They're clear and stuff. So they're like, hey, does anyone want to get up in this ball, in this bubble, like roll around on the stage? And this guy's like, yeah, I want to go out there. And he's like super hyped. He's got his gym shorts on. He's like, yeah, woo, I'm super excited. And he's like, I'm gonna get a head start, a running head start.
Oh.
He just runs and he just Supermans into this bubble. And his shoulders made it, his head made it up into like his hips. And then shorts, everything goes down.
All of it's gone, bro.
Yeah,
all
to his ankles.
It's out in the open.
It's out in the open and it goes down to his ankles. And he's butt naked in front of like 2,000 people.
Yes.
And the guy is, of course, just dying laughing up on stage. And so they're like, wait, what do we do? And he's like, roll him. So they just roll him across the stage. And they just roll him. Oh, that poor guy.
Yeah. He might be scarred for life.
And then one of like the backstage guys is like, you think it was bad for you? I had to pull him out of the bubble. That's hilarious to me, but... So mine is not as bad as that. Definitely not as bad as that.
Yeah. That would be something to complain over.
Yeah. So, Jerry,
mm-hmm.
If you had to live on any planet other than Earth, what would it be?
I was thinking, like, I forget where some of the planets are, too. Like, I think the one with the rings.
Saturn.
Gotta be
Saturn.
I just the rings are so cool, bro.
They are. I wonder what they are. Someone should tell us. Someone should actually guest appear on our podcast and tell us what the Saturn rings are. I don't know what they are.
But we did start astronomy for.
Oh, we CC. Did.
I lucky forgot.
We did.
Everything
we did for like half a year.
I forgot everything.
Dude, about. The astronomers. That's a throwback. Oh my gosh.
I've heard those. Stephen Hawking.
We're not gonna
talk about that.
We have to do a report on Stephen Hawking and some people. Not on this podcast.
Not on this podcast. It wasn't us.
Crazy. And might have gotten canceled if we told anyone. So, I think a very wise woman once said, life's better on Saturn.
What was it, Molly?
If you know, you know. If you know, it was not Molly. It was, It was SZA. So,
If
you know, you know. You know, that's all I gotta say. Jerry, what is something that you are loving right now?
It's a tough question. You go first.
It can be anything. All right. Okay, guys. Some people call me a freak. Some people call me a freak because I like pineapple on my pizza and I like grape soda. We had pizza tonight, and I had pineapple on it, and I loved it. What do you think about that, Jared?
I had some, too. It was pretty good.
Yeah, I love pineapple on my pizza. The more meat on my pizza, the better.
Oh,
great. Also pineapple. And grape soda. People says it tastes like medicine. I love it.
I love medicine.
So that's what I'm loving right now. Okay. All right. That's what I'm loving right now is your grape soda. Like, if orange Fanta is, like, on the little dispenser thing, I'm getting it, like, every time. Like, 100% of the time.
What if grape Fanta was on there?
Dude, if it was, I would get it every time, bro. Like, I'm a huge Fanta person. Huge grape soda person.
I'm a Sprite guy, bro. I love Sprite.
I see that. Hey, I'm a sucker for Cherry Coke. But also, I'm a big Diet Coke person. I don't know why. I just feel like it's better. I just feel like it tastes better. Coke Zero is not good.
That's actually kind of true.
Like, I'll drink it if it's the only option, but not if it's, like...
the last option.
Yeah, so if... I would rather drink just normal and also diet over Coke Zero.
Yeah.
You got anything?
Honestly... I've been running a lot.
That's fun. Oh, dude, bro. I love running.
Yes, bro. I love running.
I'm training for a half right now. Okay. You're training for a full.
I'm training for a full marathon.
A full marathon. Caleb Swavely, you gotta be listening to this right now. Wink, wink. Let's talk about how far you are into your marathon training. Love to know about how far you are in right now.
Yeah.
Bro, love that. Yeah. That's like what I'm loving right now. Naps.
Dude. You probably get crash out.
After tonight? Yeah, bro. Dude, it's 1 a.m. now. It's 1 a.m. now. We gotta go to bed.
Oh, for real?
Oh, shoot, I gotta go to bed. But I look, you probably will. Yeah. I do like naps. Like, now that it's summer, I don't have that much to do. So I'm like, well, I might as well. And I just wake up and I'm like, wow, that was really awesome.
I just can't take naps, bro. My body won't let me, bro.
Alright. Jerry.
Mm-hmm?
This has been really fun.
Yeah.
Guys, thank you so much for listening. This is the inaugural episode. Thank you for bearing with us because we are so tired. At least I am.
I'm normal. I'm fine.
Absolutely gassed. But we'll be back with some more exciting content.
Next time.
Whenever. Next time. Next time that we come out with something. So... give us your feedback. I anticipate that Greatest Friendship people are the only ones listening to this. But yeah, we'd love to know what you think we should talk about. I assume that at some point we'll run out of topics, but...
yeah.
We should explain ourselves. This is the Peace Cast. I'm Eric Severance.
And I'm PC Jer.
We're signing off. Saying so long. Till next time.
Peace out, bro.
Oh, shoot! That's lucky tough!